CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Are you out of tune because of irregularities? Then get back in tune with help from Kellogg's All Brand. You'll feel right on pitch when crisp, appetizing Kellogg's All Brand goes to work. Relieves constipation caused by lack of bulk. A daily bowlful with milk does it. That's ALL-BRAN. Kellogg's All Brand.
Oh, dear. The alarm. Oh. Wake up now.
Oh.
Come on, if you don't get up the minute the alarm goes off, you know you don't have time to eat a decent breakfast. Dear?
Oh.
Now, look, if I can get up at 5:30 every morning to get your breakfast, it seems to me the least you could do would be to get up, too. I don't like getting up when it's still dark out and the house is sort of chilly, either. Come on. Oh, honey, please. I don't like to start every day by yanking your covers off and pushing and pulling and shoving you out of bed and propelling you into the bathroom. I feel so mean.
Well, look, you go down and start breakfast. I'll get right up.
Oh, no, you won't. I know you. I'll come back up and find you still in bed. All right, I'm getting some cold water to throw on you. Don't think I'm just pretending because I'm going to throw it.
No, all right. I'm awake. I'm awake.
Out of bed.
Oh, please.
Both feet on the floor. Now stand up.
Oh.
Turn left. Now, go that away.
Oh, golly, golly, what a man goes through to earn a living.
This miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan, the amazing three-layer tablet now bringing real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion to millions. Dristan decongestion tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergen helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever, and vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan. So for real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, accept only Dristan decongestant tablets.
Is that all the breakfast you're going to eat?
That's all I got time for. Look, just give me another half cup of coffee, huh?
Give me a cup. By the way, aren't you going to pick up a Christmas tree before they're all picked over?
Oh, golly, yes.
Here you are. Oh, there's money in it. Get it quick.
Oh, well, I need it, too.
Which reminds me, I do, too. I ordered a wooden salad bowl at that gift shop, and we don't have a charge account there. I have to pick it up today, and I'll need cash. $9.95, so just give me
$10. $9.95 for a wooden salad bowl?
It's a big one to use at buffet supper. What Elmer wants, and she's my best friend, and I happen to know she's giving us an electric warming tray to keep food warm, and that costs $18.50. So, frankly, I think you should even give Fred something, maybe a box of really good cigars or something, you know, like that.
Boy, I tell you, Christmas is getting out of hand. You know, it used to be that you gave somebody something because you wanted to. Now you find out how much they're spending on you, so you don't spend more.
Well, let's not start all that. Just give me the money, dear.
Money, money, money. Every year we vow that we'll cut down. You know,
dear.
We haven't got it to spend now. We make up our Christmas budget, and we just never stick to it.
Well, I know, but things turn out to cost more than we planned, or we remember somebody we didn't put on the list. Well, never mind that now, honey. I've got to make a list of all the things I have to do today. Among them, take Bobby to see Santa Claus at the store.
Oh, you are?
Did you want to?
Well, I mean, a man kind of wants to take his own son to see his first toy department and meet Santa Claus.
Well, you are certainly welcome to the job. I've got a million other things to do. Come home right after work and get him, Aunt Effie. You'll have him ready, and you might as well take Betsy, too.
Oh, sure, sure. Hey, that'll be fun, huh?
I hope so, dear.
Betsy, now look, I don't want to speak to you again. Do you understand? Now you stay by Daddy and stop wandering off like that. Bobby, no. Put that down. You mustn't touch everything.
Daddy.
Yes, it's a doggy. It's a dog. And your hands are sticky, so don't touch it.
Daddy, carry my overshoes.
Oh, honey, why did you take them off?
I'm so hot. Oh, look at the dog. Look, Daddy.
Yeah, all right, now, wait a minute. Let me check what I've got here. Let's see. Snowsuit, leggings, cap, mittens, Bobby's overshoes, your coat, overshoes. Where are your mittens?
I don't know. My coat cap. Maybe.
Oh,
look, Daddy, the doll with the piano in the dollhouse. That's what I want for Christmas for my dollhouse.
Now, where's Bobby's wool scarf? Didn't he have a scarf?
I don't know. Oh, Daddy, look, there's a doll as big as I have.
No. Now, Bobby, please. No, son, you mustn't touch it. Here, now, give Daddy the lollipop, will you?
No.
Now, Bobby, look, come on, give it to me. Then we'll go and see Santa Claus.
No.
You want to see Santa Claus, don't you? No. Bobby, shh. Look, there he is. Now, come on. Sure you want to see Santa Claus. You see the little boy sitting on his lap? Look, Santa Claus will pick you up, and he'll ask you if you've been a good boy, see? And you tell him, oh, yes. Now, come on.
No.
Now, look, Daddy brought you all the way down here to see him. It's taken us half an hour to battle our way through this mob to get to him. Now, come on.
No.
Now, you stop that. You just stop that. Oh, son, listen to Daddy. Will you be Daddy's good boy? Now, look, Bobby. Santa Claus heard you crying. Look, he's motioning to you to come and see him. Now, stop it. Now, you just stop it.
Goodness, I didn't mean to get home so late, Auntie.
Oh, that's all right. Here. Let me help you with all those bundles.
Oh, good heavens, it isn't 7:15. I hope you all went ahead and ate dinner.
No. I thought she might be late, dear, shopping, you know, so I put in the pork roast.
Oh.
Never hurts pork to cook a little longer.
Oh, Betsy must be starved.
Betsy and Bobby and their father are having a marvelous time in the basement. Doing what? I don't know. It's a surprise.
Didn't you take Bobby to see Santa Claus, the store, and Betsy?
Oh, yes. I guess it was quite an experience. Came home looking as though he'd been put through the ringer. And laden down with so many packages, he looked like Santa Claus himself.
Oh, what did they buy?
I don't know. I was told not to come down to the basement. You're not supposed to either.
Must be a surprise for us. However, Bobby should be fed and put to bed. What is going on down there?
Oh, honey, come on down. Your home guy, and bring Aunt Effie, too.
Come on, Aunt Effie. All right, we're coming. Look out now. Don't come on the basement stairs.
Oh, Mommy! The most wonderful thing!
What in the world?
Now, look, it's just the beginning. You see, I wasn't going to show you until we got it all set up, but I can see now that it's going to take a lot more time than I thought.
Huh? See? Mommy, Mommy.
Oh, Dad, show Mommy how it works. And it blows a whistle and everything, Mommy.
Yeah, well, I just set up a small part of the track to show the kids how it works, you know. Now, just a second.
Oh, Daddy, but miles and miles of track, Mommy, and he's going to have it running all around the basement. See, Mommy, there's the engine and the passenger cars. Daddy's got a freight train, too, but it isn't unpacked yet. And there's an oil car and a refrigerator car and a lot of other box cars and a caboose.
Betsy, how about that, Bobby? You like that son, huh?
Mommy, isn't it wonderful? There's going to be tunnels and switches. Daddy's going to build a town. There's a railroad station and bank building and a store and a gas station and street lights that really go on.
You tried an idea, huh, Mommy?
Oh, Daddy's the best daddy in the whole world.
Yes, he certainly is. Aunt Effie, will you take Betsy and Bobby and go upstairs and get them washed up for dinner, please? Mm-hmm. I want Daddy to explain the train a little more to me.
Come on, children. Come on with Aunt Effie.
Now, look, before you say anything, let me tell you how it happened.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Remember, sports fans, CBS Radio racks up the stories of sports true and tall every night but Sunday, when Frank Gifford of the New York Giants broadcasts Sports Time. Fearless Frank is frank and fearless when it comes to inside dope and intimate details of America's top national pastimes and pastimers. Sports Time, Monday through Saturday evening, brings you sports in season every season of the year. Make it a regular habit and be in the know, on the go with Sports Time. Two special gridiron notes now. CBS Radio will be on the ball New Year's Day, bringing you not one, but two complete football classics. All the color and action at the Orange Bowl. All the excitement and play-by-play in the Cotton Bowl. One follows the other on most CBS Radio stations. So remember, start the year off with rousing action. Here's CBS Radio's exclusive radio coverage in the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl.
In other words, as I get it, just because Bobby didn't want to see Santa Claus and howled and yelled so you were embarrassed and took him to see the toy trains to distract him, and because he loved them so, you just plain bought him one. Two, in fact, a passenger train with a diesel engine and a freight train with a locomotive.
A passenger train for Betsy and a freight train for Bobby.
I just don't understand you, dear. You're the one who always says, don't buy the children everything they want. And last week you bawled me out for letting Betsy have something she saw that cost 19 cents. 19 cents?
But this is a little different, I think. This is something that they'll play with for years and years.
Now, I'm not even going to ask you what all this cost. I'll bet you spent a fortune. And only this morning, I believe, I got a lecture on the money we spend for Christmas, money we don't have to spend.
Yeah, I know.
And if you had to buy a train, why didn't you start in a small way? Did you have to buy everything at once?
Yes.
Why?
I wanted it. I wanted a train, not just one train. I wanted a passenger train and a freight train. I wanted tunnels and switches and miles of track. Suddenly, as I stood there looking at it, it became the train that I always wanted and I never had. And I thought of the $300 that tree company wants to operate on our oak trees to keep the carpenter ants from chewing them up. And I suddenly thought, let the darned old ants chew them up. I'm going to buy my kids a real railroad.
Your kids?
Okay, me.
Well, it's your money. You earn it. It's your railroad. But I am going to say this. I think we should get some plaster of Paris and build a mountain so we have a real tunnel going through the mountain. And then don't kiss me. Listen to me. Why don't we rig up something so we can have a real river? You know, a real river with water and tracks going over this bridge. Then when it's ready.
We'll be right there.
Look at this darling little water tower.
Yeah, and it works, honey. It works. Yeah. And the railroad crossing has a real bell that clangs.
No.
The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.